in the front of everybody and just rip this kid. Don't you know that you are my son and you are dropping the football? You are making me look bad.
Did anybody else see that movie? Praise God, I wish I had at least one witness. And I'm saying to myself, now here's a guy that's provoking his child to wrath. He got to the point where he took a football in the front of his friends, and he took the football, put the football in the kid's hand, and took duct tape and wrapped it around the kid's hand. You know how embarrassing that was. This story was based upon a true story. So you know what that child felt like. He says, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. Praise God. In other words, don't go out of your way, praise God, to make your child, praise God, wants to get angry. Amen. Because I see what I think sometimes, and I know this Father's Day. I'm talking about Father because I'm hitting myself. Praise God. I believe that fathers forget one thing. Praise God. Maybe a couple of things. Praise God. They forget where they come from. And they also forget what God has brought them through. Praise God. And let me tell you something, praise God. When I looked at that movie, I got to tell you fathers this. Don't try to live your life through your child. Let me say that again. I heard some amens over on here. Maybe because we only have a few men over here. Fathers, don't try to live your life through your child. Just because you didn't make the NFL. Just because you didn't make the All-Star team. You didn't make the NFL, praise God. Don't you try to live your life through your son or your daughter.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Awesome.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We've been teaching on the topic of the unstoppable church. Actually, we've been teaching and preaching about this for several weeks. And today we're going to be using a subtitle to help us pinpoint the specific points that we would like to make concerning this broader topic of the unstoppable church. We know that God's church cannot be stopped. We absolutely know that because we know that God can't be stopped. So today, the subtitle of this, of our lesson today, is going to be, what does God require of us? Again, our subtitle is going to be, what does God require of us? Saints of God, if we don't get this, we may be lost. We have to know what God requires of us in order for us to comply to what he wants us to do. We have to know. And our scripture text is going to be coming from Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And we know that Moses is writing this book of Deuteronomy. And the 12th verse, we're going to read Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And it says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee?" This is the title of our lesson. What does the Lord require of us? And this is a question that Moses is asking these people. What is it? You know, he's asking the people of Israel. What does the Lord thy God require of thee? And this is the same question that I'm going to ask you today, and we're going to answer it. And here's what he said. What does the Lord thy God require of thee? And here is the answer. But to fear the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. Fear the Lord thy God. To walk in all his ways. And to love him. And to serve. And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. Verse 13, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Now he's saying, I'm commanding you to do this. This is what Moses is saying. I'm commanding you to do this day for your good. Well, if it was for their good, it's for our good. You know, and this is a long question. It started off with a question. And this is the same question we're going to answer today. Moses said, and now Israel, what do the Lord thy God require of thee? We're going to answer that. He answered that question in part. And we're going to keep hitting on those same points. To fear the Lord thy God. You know, to walk in all of his ways. To love him. To serve him with all your heart. And with all your soul. And to keep his commandments. This is what God require. And Moses said, it's for your good that I'm telling you this. You know, so we see this is a long question, but he gives us the answer to let us know what God would have us to do and what God would have us to know. God won't have us to be ignorant. He don't want us to be ignorant of anything. He don't want us to be ignorant. So saints, we're going to have to get into the word. And this is what we're attempting to do now. Get into the word so you can get a good understanding of what's going on and what God wants you to do. In the book of Matthew's, the 13th chapter, Jesus was sitting at the seaside, along the seaside there. And there was a great multitude of people there with him. And his disciples was with him, you know. And these people were camped all around Jesus. And he taught them the parable of the sower. And he said, some fell by the wayside. You know, he said, some of them, this is the sower. And you know, when you sow something, you're planting something. So he's really got this parable going about sowing seed. So it's the parable of the sower. And he said, fell by the wayside. And some owls ate them. Some fell on stony places, you know, where there wasn't much soil. So they sprang up, but when the sun came out, they withered and died. And he said, some fell among thorns, and the thorns choked them. And some fell on good ground. And they brought forth fruit. See, saints of God, this is what we have to do. When the word falls into the good soil of our heart, it's going to bring forth fruits. And he says, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And then he said, who have ears to hear, let him hear. So saints of God, I'm telling you, if you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, then you need to hear what God requires of us this day. And for every generation following, he requires this of us. His disciples, after he had finished teaching, they came to him privately and they asked him, you know, why did he teach by parables? And Jesus answered them and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but for them it is not given. Saints of God, this is your blessing. It is. He wants us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Some people running around and they think, well, God is hiding stuff from us. God is keeping stuff from us. I can't get an answer from God. Well, he's not hiding it. He said right here, it is given for you to know the mystery, his children, to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But for them that are not his children, it's not given to them. Saints of God, you have a blessing. You need to know God is blessing you. As children of God, we're privileged to know all the things of God. So in Deuteronomy, Moses gives us some of these major requirements from God. You know, saints, we must know the answer to this question. If we don't know what God wants us to do and what God wants us to know and what he requires of us, if we don't know that, we're going to be in bad shape. You know, we're going to be in bad shape. So we're going to have to know what God requires of us. And that's why we're going through this lesson today. You know, we want to know what he requires of us, what we are mandated to do by God. This is the question we're endeavoring to answer. To those of you that are in tune on this radio broadcast, we want to be clear. We want to be clear to you what the will of God and the ways of God are. Over a period of time, we're going to go over scriptures, lots of scriptures, so that we can cleanse ourselves and so that we can know what the Lord requires of us so that we can begin to do the things that God wants us to do. We have been given a lot of work to do, saints of God. And one of the things he said, we can't be ignorant. You know, we're to come out of ignorance, you know, and that we can be able to do the works of God. We know that God, he won't have us in the dark of what we're required to do. You know, it's impossible for us to remember. It's impossible for us to remember and remain ignorant if we don't study. It's impossible for us to remain ignorant. If we don't study and do the things God tells us to do, then we will be ignorant. And we won't know what God wants us to do. But if we keep our eyes on the Word of God, keep our thoughts on what God has required us to do, then it's impossible for us to fail. You know, we have much work to do, saints. As the church, we have a lot of work to do. We can't do this work if we don't know what God requires. God's Word says it is for us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So it's up to us to get into the Word and learn what it is that we need to do and what we need to know in order to be in line with the Word of God. This is what we have to do, saints. We know God's church is unstoppable. It is unstoppable. But how many know that it's work for us to do on our personal self, you know, in order for us to be used by God in this unstoppable church? We know we must be submitted and committed to God. We know that we must be clean vessels for God to use. And now we want to go deeper into the Word of God to see what God says. We know Moses had to seek God many times when he went up into the mountains for answers for the people. He had to go up there many times in the mountain to seek answers from God. And in Deuteronomy 10, I just got to reiterate this. We want to go back over the requirements that Moses listed in Deuteronomy 10. To fear the Lord, number one. Number two, to walk in his ways. Number three, to love him. Number four, to serve him with all our heart and soul. And number five, to keep his commandments and his statutes. And saints of God, those are the first things that I want you to see. And I want you to make sure that you get the scripture so you can go back over those things, because you need to refresh yourself every day on this until it gets into your heart.